So get into a comfortable position. And we'll go through the preliminaries. First, watch your breath. When your mind wanders, bring it back. Keep your mind at the tip of the inside of your nostrils and keep it there and feel the breath coming in and out. That's what it means to watch your breath. Take refuge in the Buddha, Dharma, Sangha, and I think in this case we'll take refuge in the Heart Sutra. And what it means is to put your hopes in it, that maybe on that paper there's some kind of information that would actually lead you into another realm beyond this one, where there is no disappointment and no suffering, no ups and downs. No broken relationships, just bliss. And take refuge in the Heart Sutra for that. think about bodhicitta, think about some specific person or some people that you know who are having some kind of trouble and wish that you could learn this thing about emptiness and that you could help them with it. Then invite a holy being to be with you. If you have a root lama, then bring your root lama to sit with you in meditation in front of you. If not, then some other holy being. And think of the good qualities that you know of them and all the ones you can't imagine right now. And try to guess and in your mind bow down to them and honor them. And think of some offering they'd like to have from you. I think most often what they would really like is for you to improve your mind or your heart. And I think you could offer them this retreat and your efforts during this retreat. Make a decision now that you'd like to offer them even just the next few hours of this retreat. and purify your mind, especially from the negative. Try to think of the most negative thing you did today, or what you said or thought, and look at it and admit it, and try to clean it from your mind by thinking how wrong it is, how much it will hurt you, the karma from that. Look at it and honestly try to find the most negative thing. It's oftentimes a thought about another person, and be honest with yourself and find the thing that would most disturb your meditation tonight, and clean it by admitting it. Then think of the best thing you did today, the best thought you had, most pure thought, most helpful thought, most compassionate thought you had, and be happy about that your mind is capable of that, and that you have that goodness in you. And I think Americans tend to beat themselves up and think they can't find anything like that. You have lots of them. You have lots of beautiful thoughts, and you have many, many pure thoughts just to get here in this world. To come here is extraordinary. And to want to listen to these things is extremely rare. And be happy and realize that you have that already. You already have that goodness in your mind. And enjoy it. And take pleasure in it, and think about how good it is. Then pray to be taught, pray to meet good teachers. And they don't have to be lamas or anything like that. It could be your friends, it could be your family, it could be your boss. And pray to meet sweet teachings wherever you go, whoever you're with. then pray that the holy beings in this world stay and stay to help us, like His Holiness the Dalai Lama, Ken Rinpoche, other great beings, great teachers, that they stay, even the Dharma friends that you have, people who have a good influence on you, and pray for their long life, that they stay and help us. If you have to move, move now. Take a moving break for just 1 or 2 minutes. If you need to get into a more comfortable position, do it now. Don't be a hero. You don't have to look nice. You just have to be able to concentrate. So if you want to stick your legs out, stick them out. Or can't lay down. It's useless to try to meditate about emptiness if you don't have a good motivation to do it, and you're not doing it for the right reason. And I can't teach you all of Kedubje's meditation unless you have some good motivation. It would be improper for me to teach you, and I'm not allowed to teach you that particular meditation. If you don't have a special kind of motivation. So we'll do a short Donglin. It's a meditation of using your breath to take away the pain of other people and to give them good things. And it'll just be very short. Breathe through your nose. When you breathe in, imagine that you're taking the trouble or the pain or the depression or the sadness away from someone you know, someone specific that you know tonight, who maybe they're in New York or somewhere else and you know they're sad or they're sick. And imagine that every time you take a breath in, you're taking away some of that sadness and it's just disappearing. It's not like you are filling yourself up with it. You're taking it away and it's leaving them and it's just disappearing. And then when you breathe out, imagine some kind of white light, and your breath, when it touches their body, it makes them feel very happy and very good, and all of their problems are melting away. And pick someone, imagine where they are tonight, who's having a problem, and do this breath meditation with them. Make it clear. Pick a person. Don't let your mind wander. And imagine their problem clearly and try to take it away. And imagine the opposite, that some kind of strength and inspiration and happiness, that you're filling them with that. And watch your breath and do that. We'll do that for about 20 minutes. Somebody told me they're getting bored of Donglin, you know. It sounds crazy to me. If you finish all their problems, which is unlikely, then there's about 3 billion other people you can work on. And, you know, if you finish before 20 minutes is up, then for goodness sake, go to another person and help them. come out of that meditation. And if you remember, we brought a holy being to meditate with us, and you pictured them again and put your mind on them. You asked them to come into you and bless your mind. And they happily agree. They start to get smaller and they rise up in the air. And they get very small, like 2 or 3 inches high, and they come to the top of your head. They sit there for a moment, facing the same way as you. And they slowly come down your back, inside your head, down your, in front of your backbone. They're headed towards your heart. And when they reach your heart, make for them a beautiful seat made of a lotus, beautiful flower. Inside the lotus is the sun, like a cushion. And you ask them to sit there. And we dedicate this meditation, the good karma we did, to the person you were trying to help. Think about them again. And dedicate this good karma to them.